In an historic announcement, the Justice Department has told the Bureau of Prisons to end the use of private prisons. In a memo released yesterday, Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates wrote that private prisons, quote, simply do not provide the same level of correctional services programs and resources, do not save substantially on costs, and do not maintain the same level of safety and security, unquote, as facilities operated by the Bureau of Prisons. This is former President Bill Clinton speaking earlier this year about the need for prison reform.
We need prison reform. He will tell you. We overdid it in putting too many young nonviolent offenders in jail for too long. Now, 90+% of them are in state and local facilities, but the federal government can set an example. And this is something a lot of Republicans agree with. So let these people out of jail, but give them education, training.
That was Bill Clinton. Laws enacted during Clinton's presidency increased the national prison population by more than 60%. The Justice Department's directive will affect 13 federal prisons, but does not mean all federal agencies will necessarily stop using private companies for detention. The Department of Homeland Security's Immigration and Customs Enforcement also uses the private corrections industry and is not included in the order.